Henry Bailey Brown.
Yes, sir.
You've been on the show in previous iterations, and we've talked about the Raspberry Pi.
It is my baby. I love it.
And that's where we kind of took single board computers back in those early days.
So true.
Sasha, though, you've been here as we've done some unboxings.
Yes.
Of the Raspberry Pi killers.
Yeah.
I would have to say. I mean, Raspberry Pi is a fantastic platform for education and for like learning.
Yeah, for starting
and tinkering,
out, right?
And it's cheap.
Yep, I have one and love it.
Love it. But fact is there are other manufacturers who have brought out things that are much more powerful.
Exactly.
And it's as simple as that. So I've been working on stocking up my single board computer kind of box. I've got like a box that I keep these in. So
that's awesome.
I've got my Raspberry Pi 3B Plus. So this is the latest and greatest model of the Raspberry Pi.
Nice.
Still has 1 gig of RAM.
Hey.
Still, is it 4 cores of processing
power? I believe
so, yeah. Yeah. But it's slow, but it's wonderful for connectivity, the GPIO and things
like
that.
Yeah, and if that's all you need, then that's perfect, right?
Exactly. But then if you want to, here's my scenario. Mm-hmm. So this is what we're up against in my household. Mm-hmm. We've got a 720p television set in our living room that doesn't currently have a set-top box. Ooh. I had the Raspberry Pi 3B Plus plugged into it because it has HDMI output and plug in, and it'll do 720p just fine.
Right.
What I've found with the Raspberry Pi, though, it has built-in Wi-Fi, but the Wi-Fi is really not good.
Yeah, same experience. Yeah. We tried to stream with my Raspberry Pi 1080. It just doesn't want to run.
I'm being kind. The Wi-Fi is really bad in the Raspberry Pi. So in order to use this as my set-top box, I'd have to run an Ethernet cable, which means putting holes in the walls and going through a whole process. Yeah. I've got really good Wi-Fi at the house, so I really want to find something that I can do a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So we've got things like ROCK 64. Mm-hmm. For example, which I can plug a USB Wi-Fi adapter into, and then I've got a really good Wi-Fi, but it's a lot more powerful.
That's good.
We've got things like the A64 LTS from Pine 64, which has a module for Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So we unbox this and set it up. But I've actually got, and you know what, I can zoom in on this so that you guys can get a little bit better of a look. So this ROCK 64, the Pine 64 A64 LTS has that Wi-Fi chip here, and it's got a little antenna that I've stuck on to the gigabit Ethernet. We've got a lot of glare there. But so it has built-in Wi-Fi as well, so it's going to do pretty well. And it's, again, a bit more powerful than the Raspberry Pi.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then we get stuff like the next step up, which is the ROCK Pro 64, also from Pine 64. And it gets confusing because it's Pine 64, ROCK 64, ROCK Pro 64 from Pine 64. But it starts to make sense once you start looking at these things. So this is the ROCK Pro 64, and it has PCI Express.
Ooh.
So I can plug a riser card into that and do much more. One of the things you notice, Henry, though, is that one of the great things about the Raspberry Pi is that it's got GPIO, but we're also finding on these boards that we've also got GPIO.
Yeah,
so we do
you
a
do.
Lot. But we've got true gigabit Ethernet. You notice that there's USB 3 port, there's OTG. We've also got USB 2 on this particular card. We've got some tactile switches. We've got audio out, and we've got like HDMI, everything that you would expect. So we've got more power from a board like that than from a Raspberry Pi.
Exactly, and it's just slightly larger.
Exactly. But still a great set-top kind of device.
It really is.
Now, the NanoPi M4, which Marshman provided to us, and we did an unboxing a couple weeks ago. If you haven't seen this one yet, you've got to get a look at it. Check out our website. Oh, this is it. And it's powered on right now. I powered it on just because I kind of wanted to see how it operates. I've got Ethernet, I've got a USB mouse, I've got HDMI output. The HDMI does 4K. I've got a USB-C cable giving it power.
Wow.
We've got, again, we've got GPIO here with the Raspberry Pi pin architecture, but we've also got 2X PCIe here, which we can use as expansion for if we want to put SATA hard drives, if we want to put better Wi-Fi, gigabit Ethernet. Even 10 gig Ethernet will go on that riser as well. But it has built-in Ethernet one gig. Mm-hmm. It's got four USB 3 ports up to 5 gig each.
Wow.
And it's got kind of everything that you need. It does have an eMMC riser, but I'm running it off of an SD card because I don't have that particular kind of eMMC card. It's not the standard eMMC. It's some kind of mm-hmm. proprietary thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. But what I do love, too, is, okay, so this is six cores. It's got 4 gigs of RAM. They also have a 2 gig model.
Wow.
But with six cores and all the power that this baby has, it's going to generate a lot of heat.
Yeah.
Check out the heat sink on the bottom of this. This is...
Whoa.
For $7 extra, you get this heat sink. And this is actually hard screwed into the board, and it's got thermal contact with the rock chip underneath there.
Okay,
so it's got the dual processor with 2-core and 4-core, so 6 cores total, mm-hmm. 4 gigs of RAM, and this will absorb all that heat. And Marshman was pointing out to me, these rivets here are actually threaded 1/4 inch.
Oh,
really?
So I could stack it, I could put it on a tripod or
oh my gosh.
Something like that.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
That is crazy.
Wow.
I love that. But here's the thing that I didn't realize before hooking it up tonight, and mm-hmm. We're going to do some benchmarks over the next couple of weeks.
All right.
It requires a lot of power.
This would be true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you think it's pretty powerful, and this might be the one, folks, because it has, I mean, Wi-Fi specifications. Check this out. The built-in Wi-Fi with this one, it has 802.11a, b, g, n, a, c. All there. Plus, as I mentioned, it's got the gigabit Ethernet. Specifications-wise, it's got the RK3399 CPU. It's kind of the dreamy board.
Yeah.
In the Raspberry Pi form factor.
Man, you can go all the way up to 4K, 60 FPS.
It's incredible.
It's the full nine yards.
it's the next gen to
it's
me.
It's like the little beast.
Yeah. So when I say it needs a lot of power, the most powerful USB... adapter that I had was from a Raspberry Pi 3,
yeah.
And it's 2.1 amps.
How much do we need for this guy?
I'm powering it off of 2.1 amps right now, but it does not like it.
Right.
And on the site, mm-hmm. they're selling it with 4-amp power supplies, and
the recommendation
is going to be 5 amps. Mm-hmm. 5
You need
amps.
That power.
So I'm going to get set up with a more powerful power supply for it, because I guess once you get into, mm-hmm. you know, they're not Raspberry Pis, they're much more powerful. They've got
totally.
A lot more as far as specifications go.
Yeah.
So you've got to step up that power supply. So using mm-hmm. the old charger from your BlackBerry, not going to cut it. Those
right.
old 1-amp things that you get from China, they're not going to cut it. You need to have, I'm going to say, at least a 4-amp probably to really run this well.
The real deal.
And that's what I want. So this might end up on my TV if things go well.
Fingers crossed, just 3D print a case or something for you.
There you go. That would be, you know what, because it's got those threaded rivets, I'm going to just kind of, who knows what I can build. I can build it into my camera rig.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Well, just thinking about it too, like I know when I get like a Raspberry Pi or something, like I had Raspbian pre-installed,
yep.
I have all
mm-hmm.
these other features, so When you open the box, I'm sorry I wasn't here for it, mm-hmm. Does it have anything pre-installed, or is it like microSD, or how are
the
board working here?
So when you say you got it with Raspbian, you probably got the noobs
card. You can start.
So you got like a Canna kit.
Yeah,
it had the power supply, it had the SD card already pre-built. And
exactly.
So that's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, you kind of buy the parts that you need. So you buy the mm-hmm. board for like $65, $66. You buy the heat sink for another $7.
Yep.
You get the power supply for $8 or $9.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, you can get the eMMC. 16 gigs is not very much money. I think they're charging only like $9 for it or something like that. Really cheap.
There you go.
I've just stuck a Kingston SD card into it.
Hey.
So it doesn't come with storage.
Okay.
You can buy storage separate, but you've got to flash the OS.
Yeah.
So what do you do? So this is where Raspberry Pi kind of differs from these boards in that
mm-hmm.
this is the next gen. This is you've been playing with the Raspberry Pi.
Yeah.
You've experienced that. You've gotten through noobs,
mm-hmm.
and you've gotten through that kind of introductory, like, okay, this card came with the OS on it.
Yeah.
Now, okay, I'm ready to install Etcher and do my own flashing.
Mm-hmm.
So if we head over to their website, which I'm going to... This is funny because I'm going to have to actually unplug HDMI here to be able to show you. Should be able to make this happen. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Transition.
The seamless transition. So if we head to their website, it's friendlyarm.com. Henry, if you click on downloads, mm-hmm. you're going to see a list of all the downloads for all the different SBCs.
Perfecto.
And the one that, this is called the NanoPi M4. Mm-hmm. So if you visit their Google Drive, then you're going to get a list of all a various amount of files that are available for this board. Mm-hmm. So you've got, for example, so I want SD mm-hmm. card. So we've got Friendly Core, which is like the base OS, or mm-hmm. Friendly Desktop, which is like pre-built with the desktop. Then we've got things like Lubuntu. We've got Android 7.7. We've got Android 8. So you can actually run Android on this, which truly makes it an ideal scenario for tinkering and putting it up on your TV for sure. Huh. But I want to really try out that Friendly Desktop. Mm-hmm. And so that's the one that I've flashed onto my SD card. Wow. So you download the OS.
Oh, yeah.
It's an image file. You install a piece of software that's, like, I use Etcher.io. Mm-hmm. And once you've got that installed, you just browse to the image, plug in your SD card.
I feel like I could do this now.
Yeah, you absolutely could
so
do this.
So accessible. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So this distro, now I've lost it now that I've unplugged it and plugged it back in. I wish I could show you. You've got to see this. And what we're going to actually do next week is I'm going to order the power supply that we need in order to make this thing have as much power as it needs.
All right.
And then we're going to be able to power it up and really show you how this thing operates. But we're also going to set it up. I've just repowered it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to set up a couple of other SBCs. We're going to do some benchmarks. We're going to do some comparatives. And we're going to see how each of them performs side by side. Henry, what are you doing next week?
I'm going to be busy.
It's going to be great. You see all these SBCs. We're going to be running some benchmarks. We're going to see what each one performs like. And I'm really excited about the NanoPi M4 and the Rock Pro.
Yes.
From Pine 64. These are two boards that I think are head to head. They're going to be the contenders.
It's going to be really interesting to see the comparisons, too.
Like, absolutely. And we've got a black screen. I just wanted to see if it's come up. I only have 2.1 amps. We need 4 amps in order to get that thing up and going.
Next week,
come back. If you want to see that bad boy running, and you want to see it put up against these other SBCs, make sure you're here on Category 5 TV for episode number 583.
That's correct.
That'd be right.
Wow.